County of Wellington. The County of Wellington's proposed 2025 tax increase has been knocked down a few decimal points since it was last brought forward, but one-time provincial relief towards a major budget pressure point is suggested to be used elsewhere. The proposed tax increase from the county now sits at 3.9%, down from 4.1% brought forward in November. In Wellington County, property taxes are paid to the lower-tier municipality, the upper-tier county of Wellington, and a portion towards education. A large driver of the increase was an unexpected increase of $2.6 million for the police's operating budget due to new collective agreements reached for police officers and civilian employees in summer 2024. The increase includes some back pay for 2023 and 2024. The updated contract would see general salary increases of 4.75% in 2023, 4.5% in 2024, and 2.75% in 2025 and 2026. The province announced late in 2024 there would be some financial relief, as many municipalities, including the County of Wellington, were facing increased costs due to this new OPP agreement. County Treasurer Ken DeHart told County Council at a special meeting on Monday this relief came in the form of just over $2 million. He pointed out this is one-time relief, and it is expected the OPP contract will cost $21.3 million in 2026. That's why we're recommending taking that temporary relief and putting it towards a need, which is the recommendation for land acquisition for land ambulances, to maintain a steady budget that won't result in that level of increase next year, which essentially just pushes that problem down the road, DeHart said. The treasurer said the City of Guelph's updated a study on the location and condition of Guelph Wellington Paramedic Service, GWPS. Locations and conditions identified 10 stations needing upgrades, relocation, or new builds over the next 10 years. 8 of those stations are in Wellington County. To get down a few decimal points in the budget, the leftover amount from the OPP relief money is being used, and DeHart explained the county has reworked Ride Well to maximize provincial gas tax revenue and MTO funding by over $100,000. He added this will be subject to an annual audit and requires the county to commit to long-term funding of the program, which Count Earl Campbell pointed out they haven't committed to. There's no standing resolution of council to support this program long-term, Campbell said. I have concerns about whether we're bending any rules to begin with, and more importantly, where are we going to end up with this program at the end of the day? Campbell noted while the program is promoted as being county-wide, a majority of its users are in and stay in Center Wellington, and he wanted a fulsome discussion on the future of the program. DeHart confirmed there would need to be an official commitment from council through a resolution and economic development chair Count Jeff Duncan added the committee will be looking to pass something in relation to this at a meeting later this month to be ratified by county council later on.